No? Oh, no.
He's not recording.
Okay. Give everybody a shikayach for coming. And I was given a job to announce that Hashem tomorrow there's a vort for my daughter, Baruch Hashem, Jamie Benson, Baruch Hashem, wonderful chosen, and everyone is invited. Okay. There is a sefer called Mincha Shabbos, which was printed in 1900. It was quoted, I did not see it inside. Originally it was quoted by somebody else, and the Chai Yodam as a sefer, Zichrut Tiras Moshe, so he's in the footnote there, he quotes it. Other people actually quote it too. So he says as follows, that he brings from the Arizal, that it's very big Indian to go to the mikvah Erev Shabbos, okay? That's a different discussion, not for now. Then he says, V'im k'sas b'nei adam shaitem oimrim shula yechlet mimikvah kara. In other words, there are some people that will say, don't go to the mikvah because we're afraid you'll get sick. A cold mikvah, you'll get sick. So he says, shekerhu. It's not true. You don't have to worry. Ki kvar amru chazal, shulchan mitzvah ein nizakim. The chazal say that a person is doing a mitzvah does not get nizak. Aye, we have a kasha. Vim nepama anaroyim shenechlash vim mitzvah. Aye, we see sometimes people do get sick from doing mitzvahs. A person goes to the mikvah and he does get sick. Kvar kiris, I call this reishis chokma. Shemistama hoyeno pnios umakshava zaris osholoshma bishasas beisa siyas amaisa mitzvah. That it must be that he had pnios makshava zaris osholoshma. What I'm assuming, what's this three different things or two different things? That shololoshma means that he was not mechaving for the mitzvah. Pnios makshava zaris means that he was mechaving, but he had some, also an ulterior motive. That's what a pniya means. He had some distraction. Something else was pushing him to do the mitzvah. So since he had didn't do the mitzvah properly, therefore it didn't protect him. Okay, I didn't photocopy the entire Mincha Shabbos, probably I should have. In the back, in the next side, he gives another answer. It's not nogeya to the shir, but it's not a nice answer. He says that sometimes bedafka hakadosh baruch hu, a person is supposed to get an einish. Her shluchei mitzvah in his akla means you don't lose, but sometimes you're supposed to get an einish for a reason, for other reasons, and then like bedafka hakadosh baruch hu will bring it b'shas the mitzvah, so that the svara shluchei mitzvah in his akim will minimize the einish. And then you'll get less of an einish. Okay, that's the second answer. But his first answer is, he quotes from the Rishis Chachma, that Mistama Hino Pnias Amakshava Zarz, Oshel Odeshma. So we found this Rishis Chachma. There's an index to the Rishis Chachma. It's not so hard to find. And interesting, he seems to say slightly different, but it's close. His lasos atfila bismana. You should go, be careful to go to the mikvah. Bivadai lo yasigu shumazik. It's the same thing. You don't have to worry about that you'll get sick. Ki shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. Because doing a mitzvah, you'll be protected. Edem ye anis. If you're an anis, you can't go to the mikvah. But otherwise, you should try to go to the mikvah. Vim yavar is mana vim it's rasho b mitzvah b'nisha minus. In other words, he has a little different kinach when the mitzvah won't protect you. If you didn't do the mitzvah with proper reasons, you were supposed to be mitzvah makdim in a mitzvah. So there's an inyan to go to the mikvah whenever because you're tamei and you're supposed to become tar. And you go ahead and you delayed it. So your lack of reasons, your misrasho, So if there's lack of Zeriza, so you are Mizrasho, so then also the mitzvah won't protect you. So it's interesting, the Reishis Chochma is slightly different than the Minchas Shabbos, even though Minchas Shabbos is quoting him. But they both seem to be the same barter, is that you're not doing the mitzvah betolo shleimus. Both of them, you're yotzei the mitzvah, and the Reishis Chochma, you're yotzei the mitzvah also. Person who does a mitzvah, and he doesn't do the mitzvah with total rizus, it's not pshat, he's not yotzei the mitzvah. You're supposed to do the mitzvah, go to the mikvah right away, and you waited a day. So when you go, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But your pshat is it's a pgam in the shleimus of the mitzvah. It wasn't done with the full zerizas. So the same thing in the Mincha Shabbos is a different pgam that it was done with a pnia. So it's basically the same vart, that the mitzvah is not done with shleimusa. And therefore, in such a case, the mitzvah does not protect it. Okay. So the problem is, I think it's a pretty obvious problem if you people who read the Mar Makom, that the Mincha Shabbos, the Reishis Chochma, they're both seemingly saying very, very close. It seems to be Keneged, the Beferish Gemara, the whole Gemara of Shluchei Mitzvah and Nezakim seems to say Kemat Beferish. If I cared from them, because the Gemara Shluchei Mitzvah in Zakim, there's a few places, it's in Kedushin, but one of the main places is in Zakim, Hilchis by Pesach, and it seems to say Beferish Fakir. What's the Gemara there? The Gemara says, just to quickly say the Gemara outside, says that if there's a Sakana to check for Chametz, then you don't have to check. So the Gemara says, what's the Sakana? So the first shot is that there's a sakana, that there's a scorpion, an akrav. Because, what happened? That something fell on top of the wall, fell down. So originally there was no danger of an akrav, but now that it's a wall falling, so it could be buried underground. So you want to check that maybe the chametz got buried, but you're afraid there might be a scorpion. So the Gemara asks the Gasha, three lines in the bottom, Pesachim, Vomer Rav Ozer, and the first Amud Aleph, Vomer Rav Ozer, Shluchei Mitzvah in Nezakim. So why are you potter from the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz? Because it's Sakana. There's no Sakana, because Shluchei Mitzvah ain't in Nezakim. Amar Rav Ashi, Shemet, Tobet Vel Machat, Vasa Yuni Basrei. In other words, by the way, Rashi learned Pshat. That maybe he lost a machet, and now when he's doing the bedika, he has in mind, he's checking for chametz, and he's also b'vas achas has in mind to look for the machet. So he's doing the bedika with two intentions. So therefore, since he has a second intention, not a shem mitzvah, so therefore we don't say shluchei mitzvah in rizakim. Practic Gemara, what are you talking about? The Maisa, just because you have an ulterior motive, it's still a mitzvah. So the way Tosfos learns Pshat, and this is the way they bring it, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch even, that even if you have all the ulterior motives in the world, as long as the Maisa, you wouldn't be Toyar Rishinus, which means that once, the way the Mepharshim learned it, the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, in that even if you're doing this Maisa for some other reason. Not for that reason, I wouldn't do the mitzvah. I wouldn't do it, I wouldn't bother doing it. But once I'm doing it, I realize it's also a mitzvah. So I say, listen, why not? I'm doing it anyway. I might as well chaperai and be yotzei a mitzvah too. So then, if you didn't get what you were wanted, so you're toya, you say, I shouldn't have done it. So then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But if after the fact, it came out that even if you didn't get what you were, your main purpose, but you say, okay, listen, I did it anyway, I got a mitzvah. So then you're yotzei the mitzvah, and you're called that level of tzaddik gomer, and you would have a din of shluchei mitzvah in nezakim. It means, person goes ahead and gives staka. And the only reason why he's giving staka is because he wants to get a certain covet. And if he won't get the covet, he won't give it. But once he's giving it already, he thinks to himself, listen, it's a mitzvah. Might as well have in mind to be a mitzvah. Mitzvah sviches kavan. Okay, now I'll do it for the mitzvah too. And then it didn't work out. He didn't get the covet. He didn't become the guest of honor. He had no covet. No one knew about it, whatever reason. So as long as he's not Torah HaRishonis, he says, listen, okay, I did a mitzvah, what can I do? So as long as he's not Torah HaRishonis, so he's considered his Yaitzi the mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara is saying, since he's Yaitzi the mitzvah, so there's a din, a shluchei mitzvah, ain't him nizakim. That's trying the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, v'chi ha'gav na'lav mitzvah yi. It's a mitzvah. Once it's a mitzvah, then there's a din, a shluchei mitzvah, ain't him nizakim. That's the Gemara's kasha. So how can you tell me there's no din shluchei mitzvah in nizakim because he's doing it for no? He has a secondary kavana. It's for the mitzvah. It's for the mitzvah. So therefore, there's still a shluchei mitzvah in nizakim. So the Gemara, just to go through the Gemara says that maybe he's going to look for the needle after he finished bedikas chametz, and then he's doing it only for the needle for its sakana. Okay, the second shot is that because that his Goyish neighbor think he's doing some kind of magic, and that's a sakana. More or less the same kasha, shulchei mitzvah in nizakim. And the Gemara answers, heka the sheikh has heka shiny. Everyone asks the kasha, why did the Gemara answer that in the first answer? So the normal answer is, what the Achrayim say is that the Gemara knew that Akrav is not Shriach Hezekah. The Gemara knew. So the first teretz was the Sakana is Akrav. The Gemara knows that Akrav is not Shriach Hezekah. So they couldn't give the answer of Shriach Hezekah Shiny. The second answer is that the guy, your Goyish neighbor, is going to take out a shotgun and shoot you. That already is Shriach Hezekah. And therefore, there's no Svara of Shulchei Mitzvah in Hezekah. Then the Gemara brings a raya. How do we know that when it's Shriach Hezekah, there's no din of Shulchei Mitzvah Mizakim? They bring a raya that Shmuel was hesitant or asked a Kosh Baruch for an Eitzah. How can he go ahead and anoint David? It's a Sakana from Shaul. Then the Gemara, the last three lines, asks the Kasha, Boy Minei Rav, Mehani Bnei Rav, Bei Rav, the Dori Bebanya, the Bei Rav means Talmid Yachamim, students who live in the Bikka, Rashi says, so they live a little bit distant from the yeshiva. More the Meisei Kadmoi Lechashuka, the Bei Rav, can they travel at night, either early in the morning or late at night, to go to the Beis Medrash, where there's a certain amount of sakana? Amrinu Meisei Alive Yatzavari. Now the Rashi says, what's the Aboya? The Abaya is Rashi Nezel Lushbizen Lushbim Nechshach Mai Klum Yechom Nizmo Chal Mitzvah. Can they rely? I wrong Rashi. I'm sorry. First one. First Rashi is that's the Gemara later. So he said that you can rely on my, be on my shoulders. So Rashi says Al Savori Yeonesh Azekon Tevade Lo Yaziko. They definitely won't get who's that going. Shamitzah Meginayim, because mitzvah protects him, like we said, Shulchei Mitzvah Eim Nizakim. He says, what about coming home? So he said, we also say, Yichom Nismachal Mitzvah? And he answered, yes, because we have a din, Shulchei Mitzvah Eim Nizakim, Lo Ba'alichosim, Lo Ba'chasirosim. But anyway, meanwhile, what comes out? It's a fairish in the Gemara, that a person is going ahead and doing Bedikas Chametz, and he has an ulterior motive. He's also looking for his needle. And the Gemara says, we say, Shluchei Mitzvah in Nizakim. So how can the Mincha Shabbat say that if he has a pnia, he has an ulterior motive, then we don't say Shluchei Mitzvah in Nizakim? Or how can the Rashi's Chokhmah say, because if he didn't do it with the proper reasons, you know, we don't say Shulchei Mitzvah Nizakim. The Gemara says, if it's a mitzvah, the Chiyai Gav L'Lav Mitzvah, whenever it's a mitzvah, we say Shulchei Mitzvah, Einim Nizakim. That seems to be Pshah in the Gemara. Even though it's not maybe the highest level of a mitzvah, and it says Tzadik Gomer, but it seems obviously it is a higher Madrega, but it's a, but if you're not doing, even though, as long as it's B'Chiyai Gav L'Lav Mitzvah, I mean, once it's a mitzvah, There's a din, a shluchei mitzvah ain't in his zakim. Especially the Mincha Shabbos, that he says that if you had a pnius, that's the Gemara. The Gemara's case is that he had an ulterior motive. He was looking for his machat. That's he has an ulterior motive. That's exactly the case of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, shluchei mitzvah ain't in his zakim. So that was my problem. I'm sure everyone has many answers, but okay. So I thought of a relatively simple answer, and well, it's not such a simple. At least the answer, the Reishis Chachma. Reishis Chachma is a very early sefer. I think he might even be a Rishon, but he's definitely maybe not a Rishon. I take it back, but he's very early. I don't remember when he was, but he's from the Kabbalah Sefer. So he's not probably not a Rishon. I take it back, but he's an early Sefer. So to answer the Reishis Chachma at least is that you look at the Reishis Chachma. Besides that, he gives a slightly different knech than the Mincha Shabbos. He also asks the kasha differently. He says the Mincha Shabbos says that it's a sheker, he won't get husak, because Chazal say shluchei mitzvah ain't in izakim. The Reishis Chachma says vaday lo yasigusha mazik, ki shomer mitzvah lo yada davar ra. So it's interesting. Instead of he doesn't quote the Gemara of shluchei mitzvah ain't in izakim, but he quotes a different Gemara. Shomer mitzvah le'yada davar ra. This is on the next side. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Amar Rav Chanina bar Hidi. Ko'oisa mitzvah kemamara aim of asraso basuris rice. Kinemar shomer mitzvah le'yada davar ra. Amar Rav Asi v'temer Rav Chanina fila kosh boruch hu goyze gzeiro hu mevatla. That's here called Osa Mitzvah, and he adds the word Kemamara. So Marsha says Kemamara means Lishma. I don't think he means Lafuke, a Shalom Lishma. There are many levels of Shalom Lishma. I'm assuming the Marsha says that's why. I know about three lines in the bend in the Marsha. I know the Kamar Shomer Mitzvah, Shomer, below Kamar Shomer Mitzvah, below Kamar Oisa Mitzvah, the Yesh Oisa Shalom Lishma. Okay. In other words, he could have said, called Oisa Mitzvah, but he wanted to say, no, it has to be more than just an Oisa Mitzvah. It has to become Mamara. In other words, the Chazal added a word to Mamara. To be madgish, that we're not just talking about stam, a person who does a mitzvah, but it's a higher madrega. So, chayra, one could say, a relatively pashut answer, to answer the question, that the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about the din of shluchei mitzvah ain't in azakim. Shluchei mitzvah ain't in azakim is even if you have an ulterior motive. That's what the Gemara says. But there's a different din of Ka'isa Mitzvah Kemamara. There, if I care, the Gemara says in order to get that protection, it has to be Kemamara. You need, with the Marsha, you have to mamish Lishma, the highest level of Lishma. You have to be, you know, they have to be at the highest level of you're not just Tam, Isa Mitzvah. The Marsha says, the Gemara adds, it's not just Isa Mitzvah, it's Isa Mitzvah Kemamara. So that doesn't work if you have an ulterior motive. Even if you're mechavin Hashem Shemayim, but it's not called the highest madrega of Lishma. When a person has two kavanas, that's not called, you know, we find the person does for Amanasikabu Pras in many places is not called Lishma. In many places it is called Lishma. It's simultaneously both. But in many places it's called Shalom Lishma. Most places they call it Shalom Lishma. So therefore, what the Gemara in Shabbos is quoting a different din, and there you need Lishma, Mamor. So the Orachaim is very good. The Orachaim never asked that you should have the din of Shluchay Mitzayim Nizakim. If he would have asked him Shluchay Mitzayim Nizakim, he wouldn't have his answer, because Shluchay Mitzayim Nizakim works even if it's not a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. Like the Gemara in Sakim says, as long as it's a chaygav lav mitzvah, once it's a mitzvah, there's shluchay mitzvahim nezakim. But the Reishis Chochma, I call the Arachaim, I'm sorry, the Reishis Chochma was not asking from the din of shluchay mitzvahim nezakim. He was asking from the din of the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is referring to a different pasuk, Kashar mitzvah le'yayde davara. In order to have that pasuk, you need Mamish Ahaya Madrega, like the Gemara in Shabbos says. You ask Akasha, but if there's any way a din of Shulchan Mitzvah and Nizakim, which doesn't need the highest Madrega of the Shema, so who needs, who cares whether or not you have to second it? So you'll say, you can give a partial answer, that Shulchan Mitzvah and Nizakim, the Gemara in Psachim says, only works when it's not Shchia Chazeka. When it's Shchiach HaZekah, it doesn't work. So we'll say that this din of the Gemara in Gemara in Shabbos is Ma'ashma, even if it's Shchiach HaZekah. Fira Kosh Baruch Hu goes to Gzeira, whom the Gemara says, Fira Kosh Baruch Hu goes to Gzeira, whom Evatala. That sounds like the equivalency of Shchiach HaZekah. Maybe. So that this then applied even to Shriya Chazekah. So the Reishis Chochma was talking about even in the case of a Shriya Chazekah. He says, you should go to the mikvah. Don't have to worry of being hurt, Nazik. I at Shriya Chazekah. Terence says, you don't have to worry because there's a din of Shomer Mitzvah LeYayde Davar Ra. Now, if you're not doing, then the Reishis Chochma says that's only if you're doing the mitzvah b'shleimus. If you don't do the mitzvah b'shleimus, the Hainu, you don't have zrizah makdim in the mitzvahs, then ain't achinami. You don't get the higher protection of shomer mitzvah yada davar ra. And am I only left with the other protection of shluchay mitzvah and nizakim? And shluchay mitzvah and nizakim does not apply when it's shvi'a chazekah. So that would be a simple answer to answer the Reishis Chochma. Would not answer the Mincha Shabbos, because the Mincha Shabbos quotes the pasuk of Shluchay Mitzvahin and Nizakim. But the Reishis Chochma, who didn't quote the Gemara in Psachim, but quoted the Gemara in Shabbos, so you could say this very simple answer that the Reishis Chochma was talking about a case when it's Shchiyah Chazekah. Therefore, the din of Shabbat, of Psachim, Shulchay Mitzvah, and Nizakim doesn't apply here. That's not going to help you. You need a higher din, a completely different din of Shomer Mitzvah. Now, Shulchay Mitzvah, and Nizakim is not also mitzvah, because Shulchay Mitzvah is bang when you're going, bang when you're coming back, which is not the mitzvah. You're not doing the mitzvah. It's when you're not Isaac B'Shas the mitzvah. It's some different din that the person, you're traveling because of the mitzvah. The mitzvah was gairamit. You shouldn't lose because you did something that's right. But you can't say the mitzvah's megan because right now you're not doing the mitzvah. So shluchay mitzvah, there's two separate lamdas, two totally separate lamdas. There's a one lamdas that a mitzvah protects you. For that, you need a higher level of a mitzvah b'shleimus. And then it protects you even if it's Shchiyah Chazek. Then there's a second din of when you're, if I could, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're doing the going for the mitzvah, coming back for the mitzvah, which is not really a mitzvah. But you're only doing that because you did a mitzvah, so it's not right that a person should lose out because he did something, you know, because he did a mitzvah. But you can't say the mitzvah's megan because you're not doing a mitzvah. So that doesn't work when it's Shchiyah Chazekah. And for that, you don't need the highest level of shleimus in the mitzvah because it's not the mitzvah that's protecting you. That's what I was thinking. Mamaisa, for those who read the Mar Mikaimis, the Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh, I don't know who it is, I'm sorry, it's quoted by there's a Sefer on Bitochen that the yeshiva owns, Apoteach, which is an encyclopedia. On Bitochen, he goes through the union of Shlich HaMitzvah Nezokim, and he quotes him, and he basically says this Yisayim, a little different, has his own little knaches, that he basically says just this idea that there are shnei dinim nifradim. There's one din of shulchei mitzvah nezakim, which is only limited when it doesn't work in a shliach hazekah, and that has nothing to do with the svara of a mitzvah because there's no mitzvah because it's bein ha'alichasan bein ha'chazirasan. And then there's a second din, which is a whole different din that the mitzvah protects you. So that would be very nice to answer the Reish Lakish. The problem is that it's a very nice answer, and it makes it nice yeshivish that there's shnei dinim nifradim. There's two separate lamdas. There's one lamdas of shluchei mitzvah ein nezakim bein mechalichasam bein mechazirasam, and there's a different lamdas of the mitzvahs megin on you. But there's a number of shverkeis with this pshat. First, obvious shverkeit is it doesn't answer the Mincha Shabbos. Obviously, apparently, was a very chashuv person, quoted, and he makes him that he still contradicts the Beferesh Gemara. He says he's learned the Svara of the Orachayim that, not the Orachayim, I'm sorry, I keep saying it wrong, the Reishis Chachma, that the Reishis Chachma's problem was Shluchei Mitzvah Nezakim. He apparently learns that they're the same thing, Hainu Hach. And he says the answer is because he had a pniyah. It's against the Gemara Pesachim. So why do we have a shver Mincha Shabbos? The Maisa, they bring that also. Other people say pretty beferish that it's Hainu Ach. In this Nesivos HaKodesh, he says as a Maida, according to what he says, he can answer Acham Svi's Kasha because Acham Svi took on that they're the same, and he, according to them, they're different, which, okay, we don't like to argue with Acham Svi. But the Maisa, Rashi is pretty much mashma, not like this you say, because the Rashi says, the Rashi that we read before, the Rashi of Al Tzavari, he says in the Ches Amad Beis, Lo Yonesh, as a Devadai Lo Yaziku, Shehamitzvah Megin Aleihem. This is on the traveling to the Beis Medrash. And then they ask the Shaila, what about coming back? Klum Yichom Nizmoch Awa Mitzvah. There's a whole answer that we're saying is that the Svara of that the Mitzvah works is only when the Shas you're doing the Mitzvah. And that works even, the Mitzvah protects you even when it's Shchiach HaZekah. There's a different svara. A shulchei mitzvah ain't in the zokon bein achanichasam bein achasirasam is not based on the mitzvah because you're not doing a mitzvah. It's a different svara. Person shouldn't lose out because he's doing what's right. But Rashi clearly says that even when you're going and traveling, it's a mitzvah, which means that Rashi's learning that the reason why shulchei mitzvah ain't in the zokon bein achanichasam bein achasirasam is because when you're going and coming, you're still being Isaac for the mitzvahs. The halicha is a chelik of the mitzvah. So it's not, in other words, what we were saying, what this Nesivos HaKodesh is saying, is that when you're going and coming back, it's not part of the mitzvah. Therefore, you cannot use the svara of the Gemara of Shabbos, of Shem L'Yodah Davar Ra, because you're not being Isaac of mitzvah. There's a whole new svara that since you're doing this because you did it, this came about because of a mitzvah, it's not yashvistik that you should lose. But since it's not mamish a mitzvah, so it makes sense that you don't get the protection of Shliach HaZekah. It's only when mamish a mitzvah gives you the protection of Shliach HaZekah. But the way Rashi learns shat is that the whole hezber of harichos and achasirasam is gufa because that is also a mitzvah. So Rashi is clearly saying that it's not shnei dinim nifradim. It's one din. like the Mincha Shabbos, that the whole din of Shulchan Mitzvah Ein Hazokim is because Bein Achad Ichosam, Bein Achad Hirosam, is because it's a mitzvah that's protecting you. Because even going to Schar Halicha, we know there's such a thing as Schar Halicha, that's part of the mitzvah. And the Chiddush that they were debating, they didn't know when they came out, is that there's Schar Halicha even in coming back, but that's also part of the mitzvah. So you can't say it's Shnei Dinim. And there's a third problem, which I mean, it's kind of confusing, but it's the whole, in Svar, it's hard to understand. We wanted to say that there were Shnei Dinim Nifradim. There's a one din of that the mitzvah protects you. The mitzvah protects you even when it's not Shriach HaZeka. That's what the, even when it's Shriach HaZeka, I'm sorry. And then there's a different din of Shluchei Mitzvah and Nezakim when you're traveling back and forth, which is not the mitzvah, and that only protects you when it's not Shriach HaZeka. And to answer the Reishis Chochma, we were saying that when did the Gemara Emsachim, when did Gemara Emsachim say that even if you have an ulterior motive, you get the din, that's the p'tur of Shluchei Mitzvah and Nezakim. But Agabi, the other p'tur of the mitzvah, that doesn't work if you have an ulterior motive. Which is also like, why should that be? The reason why the Gemara says that Shulchan Mitzvah Ein and Nezakim works in all cases is because B'chiyai Gav L'Lav Mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, you should have the Svara of Shomer Mitzvah L'Yedah Davara. Okay. Anyway, just to get back, I hope, sorry if I confuse people, we're back to the Kasha. In other words, we're not so, the answer that this, what we said, and the Sivis HaKadosh says, that it's Shnei Dinim Nifradim, does not seem right. It's definitely not in the Mincha Shabbos. It's Pashas, it's not in Rashi, it's not in the Chacham Tzvi. Seems from everyone that the din of Shulchan Mitzvah Ein Nezakim is not Bein Achad Ichosam, Bein Achad Hirosam, is Gufa, because the Halicha is considered part of the mitzvah, and it's all because of the din of Shomer Mitzvah L'Yedah Davara. So now we have this Akasha. How come Nacham Tzvi said, the Gemara Emsachim says that Shluchei Mitzvah Nezakim does work even if the person has an ulterior motive, even if the mitzvah is not being done on the highest level of Shleimus? And the Reishis Chochma and the Mincha Shabbos says that if a person does a mitzvah not on the highest madrega, either because he didn't do it bizrizis or because he did it with a pnia for an ulterior motive, so it doesn't apply. That's a stira. That's a kasha. So what I wanted to answer is something is very similar to the first answer, but it's a little different. I think it's a lot better. Is the Gemara in Pesachim says that there's no din of Shluchei Mitzvah Einim Nezakim if it's Shriach HaZeka. Why not? Why does Shriach HaZeka kill the din of Shluchei Mitzvah Einim Nezakim? So the Rabbeinu Chananu on the side says, in the second paragraph, Rav Nachman, the last few lines, it's a very strange lashon. He doesn't say it doesn't work. Shluchei mitzvah in Nezakim doesn't work. He says lo samchinen. We don't rely on it. So what it sounds to me, I think it sounds like this. Be'etzem shluchei mitzvah ein in Nezakim works in all cases. It's a yashris. Shluchei mitzvah is a yashris that the mitzvah protects you, like we see from Rashi. It's really the yashris of the Gemara in Shabbos. Shomer mitzvah l'yedah davara. The mitzvah protects you. And when you're going, it's also part of the mitzvah. Schar halicha, and going back is part of the mitzvah. And that protects you. And therefore it should protect you, whether it's shriach hazeka, lo shriach hazeka, it makes no difference, it protects you. Except, when it's Shriach Hazeka, there's a counterforce. There's a counterforce that says you shouldn't be protected because the world runs al pi derech hateva, and Hashem doesn't like ein soim chimau hanes, and Hashem doesn't do nisim, and you're not supposed to put yourself in a makom sakana. So it's not that when it's shriach ezeka, there is no din of shluchei mitzvah and nizakim. There is a din of shluchei mitzvah and nizakim, but it could be sometimes it can be overpowered by a conflicting din. In other words, there's two dinim that are going, they both exist, and they're both pushing opposite directions. The din of shluchei mitzvah and nizakim is pushing yishun get huzik. If there's nothing pushing the other way, so then you're guaranteed you won't get huzik. But if it's shriach hazeka, then there's a force pushing that you should get huzak. The world runs al pi derech hateva. So that says you should get damaged. So now we got a stira. There's a stira in the world. There's a shluchei mitzvah and nizakim that says you shouldn't get damaged. Ain't something our neis. The shriach hazeka says you should get damaged. So who wins? Right? It's not so poshut who's going to win. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says ain't something. Can't rely. Sometimes one will win. Sometimes the other one will win. What might determine which one will win? It depends on the strength. Probably there'll be a difference in how strong the hezeka, the shriach hazeka. There are probably different dargas in shriach hazeka. There could be more shriach hazeka, lower level shriach hazeka, and more shriach hazeka. Right? Because if it's together of ein soim chinau neis, there's a small neis and a bigger neis. The more the shriach hazeka is, the less probably we'll say shluchei mitzvah ein nizakim, because that's a stronger force. On the other hand, the stronger you do the mitzvah, then you increase that odds. In other words, to get the din of shluchei mitzvah ein nizakim, the Gemara in Pesachim says beferish, you don't need the mitzvah on the highest madrega. All you need is a b'chai gav alav mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, you get shluchei mitzvah ein nizakim. But if you want to overpower a conflicting force, then in Okinami, you would need a stronger mitzvah. So the Gemara is the same structure as before, but just much nicer. The Gemara in Shabbos is saying, like we said, if you do mitzvah on the highest madrega, mamish lishma, then you get a super shliach mitzvah in nizakim. If you get a super shliach mitzvah in nizakim, then when it's fighting against the counterforce of that the world runs al pi derech hateva and shriach hazeka, it'll still win. The Gemara in Pesachim is saying, when you do a mitzvah, stam, you're yaitzi, b'chi agav nala mitzvah, so you only have a weak force of shomer mitzvah, the yaita davara, because it's only a weak mitzvah. So if there's no counterforce, so of course you're safe. If there's a counterforce, because the world will be running up your heads, davara, derech hateva, then you're not safe. We don't know who's going to win. Comes along the Gemara in Shabbos and says, if on the other hand you go ahead and you do a kimamara, you do a super force, then you get a special thing that afido akosh baruch hu goyiz egzeiro mevada, which is like the highest madrega of shriach hazeka. It's already egzeiro, it's even more than a shriach hazeka. That's such a strong force that it can overpower everything. But it's all based on the same yisoid. It's all based, and that's why, he pointed out that you do find, like the Chacham Tzvi will say, Shomer mitzvah lo yede davar ra, when talking about the regular shliach mitzvah in Nezakim, because he'll leave out the word kimamara. Because it's basically, everything's based on one svara. Mitzvah protects you. The stronger the mitzvah, the stronger the protection. So Memeda, the Mincha Shabbos, and the Rashi's Chachma are very good. The same answer we said before. They're probably talking about a case of Shkiach Hazeka. Person wants to go to the mikveh. The mikveh is a cold mikveh. Somebody said, well, how can you go to the mikveh? It's Shkiach Hazeka. There's no din of Shulchan Mitzvah in the Zokim when it's Shkiach Hazeka. So they say, listen, if you go ahead and you do the mitzvah property with the right kavana and everything again, you don't have to worry, even if it's shriach hazeka. We do see sometimes a person got huzik. That was when he did it with a pniyah. If you did with a paniya, you didn't do it in the highest madrego, or you weren't zrizim akdimim, you didn't go to the mikveh when you were supposed to, you took your time, so then ain't achinami. Then it's not going to work if it's shchiyah chazeka, because then you have a weak mitzvah. A weak mitzvah only will succeed in protecting you when it's not shchiyah chazeka. So in order to go ahead and protect you when it's shchiyah chazeka, for that you need a higher madrega of the mitzvah. So that's what they're saying, that to go ahead, that the reason why the person might not have been protected by the mikvah is because the mitzvah wasn't done on the highest madrega, and therefore it didn't, the mitzvah did not have the power to overcome the svara of shchiya chazeka that the world runs up b'derech hatav. That's basically the answer. The only one kasha that I had on this shot, which is not, I think is a good kasha, I better say it myself, is that according to this, if you go ahead, and this is according to this, if you go ahead and you do a mitzvah property with all the right kavanas, so then there's no, you can go ahead and assume that even if it's shchiyah chazeka, then there's no problem. So Shmuel lechayra was doing the mitzvah. The Gemara learns out that shluchei mitzvah, we don't say shluchei mitzvah ain't in the zakim. When it's shchiyah chazeka from Shmuel, Shmuel was for sure doing the mitzvah with the proper kavanah. Bishlama, the first child, the quarantine of Sivas, like Kodesh, it's not fair, because Shmuel was only traveling. He wasn't doing the acts of mitzvah. There's no svara of shomer mitzvah, because he was traveling. And therefore, you had to come out to the second din of Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizakim. And the second din of Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizakim doesn't work when it's Shchiyah Chazeka. But according to me, there's only one din. There's no difference between traveling, not traveling. It's a mitzvah, and there's one din of mitzvah protects you. It's just the difference is whether it's a mitzvah done in the highest level of the Shema or not. But the difference is a mitzvah done Kimamara. Well, Shmuel definitely did the din mitzvah Kimamara. So therefore, why was Shmuel afraid? So I would say, either Enochinami, but that Shmuel was asking a question. In other words, b'dieved, if you don't know Breira, so you're protected. But the Maisa, it's better. In other words, there's a stira here. There's a stira between the din of the mitzvah protects you, and the din is that the world runs up derech hateva. So Shmuel was asking Akash Baruch Hu, if you can speak to Akash Baruch Hu, way out of the stira. Lu Yitzur, there wouldn't have been a way out of the stira, so maybe in Achinami, Shmuel would have done it anyway. He would have relied on the Pharaoh, the mitzvah protects you, but he was asking Akash Baruch Hu for an answer. That would be one answer, and the other answer could be that we mentioned that there could be different levels of a super of a sakana, which maybe then could offset the super mitzvah. So maybe then Shmuel felt there was a very higher level of sakana. Okay, I'm not sure. But anyway, so what comes out basically is that what we're trying to say, and this is the same you say that the Nesi Zakash also says, is that even though the Gemara Sochim says that Shluchei Mitzvah Ein in Zakim does not apply to Shia Chazeka, but there are cases where it would apply even to Shia Chazeka, according to this first answer, which is the same answer see, it's like Kodesh said, is if you're the Etzem Mitzvah itself, if you're doing an Etzem Mitzvah itself, and according to we're not as radical as him, we're saying that it has to be that you're doing an Etzem Mitzvah and you're doing it with all the shleimus of Kavana in the most mehudradik way, then you would have the protection even if it's Shia Chazeka. And that would answer the Mincha Shabbos, because even though what he's saying is that that if you have a pniya, then you could get huzak, and the Reish Chachma is saying if you're not a zaret, you can get huzak, because they're talking about a case when it's not when it's shchiyah chazeka. Okay. What?